sense of humour. Being a Lancastrian and an accountant, he was careful with money. At one period, when in Towyn, he and I shared a room at the Bate household, and I well remember Colin counting his cash each night and being rather disturbed one evening when he couldn't balance his pounds. This was because he'd given his empty pop bottle. In those days, there was a deposit on the bottle. The person concerned had failed to give him the threepence. Despite this, he being careful, he was also an extremely generous person and donated generously to a number of charities, often in a quiet way. We can all remember a friend who was kind, helpful, totally trustworthy, and our lives, and those of many others, a lot of whom never actually knew Colin, have been enriched by his life and his time here on earth. Liliana can remember over 30 years with a kind and loving husband. She can remember the way in which he changed and enriched Colin's life, and can remember with the respect and affection with which Colin was held by so many in various diverse areas of life, and we shall all miss him greatly.
Of Talton Railway. It is indeed heaven on earth, it seems to me, a microcosm of the Talton Railway of a perfectly ordered world. That's why so many clergy, from Reverend Maldry himself, have been involved with it. And if any of you are planning retirement from Cheshire down there, it's a perfect way to get your husband out of the house. Dress up in uniform, polish the engines and clip the tickets, and they're out of your hair. I'd just like to say a few words on behalf of the Grail Trust. We have a former chair, a director of the trust, and another trustee here today. It came from the Talatin connection when the director, Reverend Jonathan Robertson, was here, was running a retreat centre at the other end of the Talatin Railway at African Hall. And I find it extraordinary that not only has he been treasurer, accountant of this church, of the Talatin Railway, but in addition, this would have been his 20th year as treasurer of our Indian charity. Since 1995, we have funded a children's home, an orphanage, and an outreach program for some of the poorest of the poor, of Tamil Nadu, the very bottom of India, a very rural area with few prospects, both the boys and latterly the girls, who are now supported as well. To give them a chance of not being sent out too early to labour in coolie labour, to give them a chance of an education that could secure them financial independence and a better life. In the name of him who said, "I am come, that all may have life, and may have it in all its fullness." For 20 years, Colin made sure that all the payments were made on time, made sure that our funding, same thing as a bank transfer to the Talatin Railway, communication with India has its problems, and Colin would be meticulous in chasing them up. In particular, I'd like to say that just before we went into hospital, for what we didn't think was the last time perhaps, he managed